The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School pep band with our national anthem. Let's go down courtside. Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups.
Quincy Blue Devils. Number 3, Teron Cartmill. Number 10, Reed O'Brien. Number 12, Bradley Longcore. Number 24, Jermaine Talton. And number 31, Sam Mulheron. The Blue Devils are coached by Andy Douglas.
And, of course, we have the video that is new to the starting the pregame announcements and the celebration here at John Thiel Gymnasium, something Coach Chad Thompson worked with Steve Davis, photographer extraordinaire, to put the video together that celebrates the Streaks' history. The basketball video highlights from the 60s all the way through the state runner-up team of the 1998 season into more recent Silver Streaks players of note, right up to Jalen McCants from a couple of years ago, finishing off with this year's varsity players on the video. And new tonight is a spotlight with the lights out here at the old gymnasium. And the spotlight will be aimed directly at the Silver Streaks starters here in just a moment. Once again, the sophomores lost tonight, 72-58. You can always tell when the more familiar faces in Streaks' recent memory, the history, you can always tell from the reaction from the crowd when they come on, pictures of Ethan Meeker, video of McCants, and now the current players on the video. And again, we'll talk a little bit about this Quincy starting lineup with that freshman Bradley Longcore in there. And Coach Chad Thompson's assessment of Quincy is when they go to the bench, they get better. And that's because they bring some of those freshmen in off the bench. And that's just how much respect that the freshman players for Quincy have garnered in Coach Thompson's eyes and throughout the Western Big Six Conference. You can't help but garner respect when you're 6-0 and the only undefeated team in conference play. Let's go back to PA announcer.
And now,
Jeff Lane.
The starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 senior guard, number 1, Jeremiah Babers. A 6'1 senior guard, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6'2 senior guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6'3 junior guard, number 30, Easton Steck. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 33, Cohen Day. Your Streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
And on Pink Out Night, of course, we remember Silver Streaks assistant coach Jason Gray, who lost his battle with cancer very early on in former coach Mike Reynolds' tenure. And the tradition continues more than a decade later, with scholarship money being raised for his son, Zeke Gray, who's now in sixth grade. Which doesn't seem possible, but darn those kids, they grow up, don't they, Pick?
They certainly do.
Some birthdays of your own in your family here in recent weeks. All right, good crowd on here, on hand here tonight. Good to have Cohen Derry back in the lineup for the Silver Streaks. We know what a difference it made without him in the loss to Rock Island on Tuesday. He's in the midcourt circle along with Jeremiah Talton, player for Quincy that we've become very familiar with, a four-year varsity player starting all 4 years and having the best year here in his senior year, averaging better than 20 points a game. And Quincy wins the tip, and it's into the hands of Longcore, the freshman at 6'1", who looks taller than 6'1", lanky frame, long arms, and he is a matchup problem throughout the conference. Up top, Talton gives it right side to Longcore, dumps it down to Mulheron, turnaround jumper, blocked by Derry, but right back to Mulheron, puts it up, blocked again. Alex Zipciako with the rebound.
You'd like to see that.
In the back corner, Steck with a step back three, and the Streaks are on top. Boy, if Easton could get hot and shoot like that here tonight, that'll be a big lift. It's going to take a lot of different players to hold down this Quincy team that hasn't lost in the conference. Streaks are going to be a physical on Talton, and they force a turnover there. Had three defenders around him, reaching in, knocking it loose. Now Derry on the left baseline. Backs up, pulls it back out. Up top, JB. Back into the corner, Derry, trying to get around Mulheron, into the lane, kicks out. Dre, open for three, shoots, in and out. Rebound, Steck, put back, got blocked, and a foul called on Talton, who's frustrated. He thought he got Steck cleanly, and Easton will go to the free throw line.
Great job on the offensive rebound by Easton Steck, and then quickly went right back up with it. Didn't put it on the floor and allow a hand to get in there and knock it away. Drew the foul, and now he's at the line.
Easton back at the free throw line. We commented up at the Rock Island game on Tuesday how he really hadn't been to the line a whole lot this season. He got there, is it five times in that game? One, two, three, yeah. Five free throws in that game Friday night, or Tuesday night. Now back at the line, hits both free throws here. He has the first 5 points of the game in the Streaks' lead with a minute 15 gone here in the opening quarter. Teron Cartmill into the front court. Now Longcore swing it around right side under the wing to Reed O'Brien. O'Brien, a junior. Longcore, the freshman. Mulheron, a junior. And Cartmill and Talton, the starters, are seniors. And Cartmill drains a three just left of the arc. And Quincy pulls within two, 5-3. Streak sophomores lost here tonight. Babers down the lane. Lobs. Derry, layup. Missed it. Got his own rebound on the weak side. Firing it to the lane off of JB and into the backcourt. No whistle. JB just throws it into the front court, and the Streaks come away with it. That should have been an over and back, but the Streaks get a break and hang on to it. Steck again. Three off the rim this time, and the rebound good box out by Longcore. Brings it into the front court himself. Quincy looking for its first lead potentially. Pulls up at the free throw line off the back iron, and the rebound to JB. Babers into the front court. 5-3 Galesburg. Right side, Alex on the wing, skips it, cutting through the lane, Derry, the kick out to Babers. Free throw line, fires it, throws it over Steck, who wasn't ready for it, and out of bounds. Streaks turn it over. Streaks may have just gotten going a little too fast on that possession. Something Coach Thompson talked about in the pregame. Longcore with it, right side. Talton up top, shoots, got a free around the screen, hits it just inside the arc, and we're tied at five. He can hit from anywhere on the floor, and for a big man, he becomes more dangerous as he can really shoot it from outside. Lobbing it to the inside, Alex catching it on the run at the free throw line, and a reach-in foul called against Quincy. And that'll be the second team foul on the Blue Devils. They got Mulheron on the reach-in. Streaks will inbound. The spot in the middle of that Quincy zone is going to be available. Coach Chad Thompson talking about how he's not really sure how much he wants to take advantage of that just because of Quincy, as he said, will bait teams into passing it into that middle spot in the zone. They lob it into Derry. The double team collapses, and he bounces it out and tipped out by Quincy. Blue Devils didn't think they touched it. Streaks are going to, I didn't think they touched it either. Streaks are going to keep it. Obviously, you didn't think they touched it either.
No. Nope.
3 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Derry shoots in the left corner, swishes it, and the Streaks are up 8-5.
Welcome back, Cohen Derry.
Little pass out by Alex. It stepped inside the arc, dumped it off to Cohen. Very calmly, up and in from the corner. Streaks up three. 3.5 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Right side, Talton to answer on the opposite end. Three-pointer off the back iron. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dre, who had the ball coming his direction on the rebound, but Dre really wasn't looking that direction. By the time he reacted, he wasn't able to get a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. So dead ball rebound for the Blue Devils on the inbound up top to Cartmill, who's hit 1-3 in this game already. Free throw line, step back, now gives it off on the right side to O'Brien. Longcore on the floor, trying to get around Dre, gets to the baseline to kick out. Cartmill for three, hits it again. He has an unconventional release, but he's knocked down two threes here, and it's 8-8. And he had a big game against Galesburg last year, too, as you were noting, looking back at last year's game, too.
Yeah, he scored 19 in one of the games. I believe it was the second game.
Derry misses the three, left of the arc. Rebound, Talton. Streets can't get too happy shooting those threes out there, but they will be there all night long with the zone that Quincy plays. Talton may have taken an extra step, lobs it up and in with the right hand for the basket. And Quincy with its first lead at 10-8. Looked to me like he took an extra step cutting through the lane there. Streaks break that three-quarter court trapping press. High post, Alex down the right side, too strong off the backboard. Talton with a rebound. Alex has shown that ability in traffic to get an open look, but he just has a hard time finishing. Cartmill with a pull-up jumper inside the free throw line. Missed the shot. Mulheron couldn't control the rebound, and it's out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Ian Dominique into the game. Dre gets a breather. 3:19 to go here in the opening quarter. All right, here comes one of the freshmen off the bench, Keshawn Thomas at 6'5". And just like that, an official timeout. So 3:19 to go. He's got a body on him, doesn't he?
He's a big boy.
For a 14, 15-year-old kid. 3:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks down two to Quincy on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks down to Quincy, 10-8. I'm going to take this moment to pass along our thoughts and condolences to the family of Jim Wyman, former broadcaster here at WGIL, one of the guys who helped get what was then WGIL-FM on the air, now FM 95, WAAG-FM. And Jim had been in the suburbs, came back, did high school girls basketball for us here on WGIL, and we lost Jim Wyman in the last week, and certainly our thoughts and condolences go out to his family in the suburbs and certainly to all those who knew him here in the Galesburg area. Fantastic guy. Streaks turn it over at the other end. Longcore with a pull-up jumper from about 17 feet out. Gets his first basket. Quincy on top now, 12-8. Streaks got to cut down on the turnovers. They've had a couple of them, and it's burned them on the other end both times. JB with a pump fake. Now through the hands of Steck. Picked up, loose ball. Derry right back to Easton in the lane. Runs into Cartmill, who didn't give Easton room to come down after he caught the ball. And a foul called on Cartmill is his first.
Yeah, the middle of this zone, they're kind of extending three-quarter court, this 1-2-2 zone. And the middle is wide open. If we can just get some kind of action there, a cutter or something to get there, it is open.
Derry gets a breather. Carl Dortch in. Again, Cohen was sick, ill, under the weather, couldn't play on Tuesday. So you were with us in the pregame, you heard Coach Chad Thompson. We'll ride him as long as we can. He's not 100% yet. Alex in the lane with a runner with a right hand won't go. Talton with a rebound. Quincy out with it. Talton sprawling down on the floor in the backcourt. Quincy gets a basket at the other end. And Brett Brewington, the official, double-checking with him as Talton is up, limping. The basket's going to count at the other end with a foul on the Silver Streaks. The basket for Keshawn Thomas, the freshman, is just into the game. And the first foul of the game on Galesburg's Ian Dominique. And a lot going on in that possession. And Talton's going to stay in the game, but still hurting a bit as Thomas makes a free throw. And now we got a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout by the Streaks, I think. As Quincy has scored 10 in a row and now leads at 15-8.
Well, the thing I notice is that offensively our passes, everything is a lob pass over the top of the zone, and that's exactly what they want you to do, kind of lull you into thinking that that pass is there, and then you throw it, and there's a guy anticipating, and then they're going the other way. So we're going to have to do a better job of, you know, throwing some strong passes, meeting our passes so that we don't get these turnovers. We only have two, but that can, you know, spiral out of control with this 1-2-2 zone that Quincy's so good at.
Well, and it's not just the number of turnovers. I think it's the disruption to the Streaks' offensive flow, sure, more than anything. So like you said, only two turnovers, that doesn't seem bad, but the Streaks just can't find any rhythm right
mm-hmm.
now. They keep that three-quarter court trapping press on. Streaks get to the middle of it with Alex and break it. Now to the right side, JB. Just off the wing, inlet pass to Alex. Spin move. Steps to the basket with a left hand in the basket and the foul. Nice strong move by Alex down the middle of the lane. Just takes that big lead first step. Doesn't drag the pivot foot behind him. Just a big stride with the lead step. Helps clear up some room for him. And the second foul of the game on Jeremiah Talton. So that could be big on down the stretch. Don't see him get into foul trouble very, especially playing in that zone defense like that. But he picks up his second foul with 2:02 to go, and Alex at the free throw line.
Well, Alex is so good at with his post footwork. You know, being undersized, he's got to. Oh, Carl with offensive rebound.
Yeah, Alex missed the free throw. But out of nowhere, there's Carl Dortch with the offensive rebound putback. Nobody boxed him out. I mean, Carl was wide open down there on the low blocks. You don't see that coming off a missed free throw. Streaks are down three here with a minute 45 and a bad pass stolen away by Carl. Gets it to JB down the right side and a block from behind on Ralph Wires, a sophomore, into the game. And he gets called for a foul from the back, and JB will shoot two free throws.
And Carl in the open court is just like, here, you take it. I don't want to turn it over. And JB knows what to do with it. Drove in, got a shot off, got the foul.
Yeah, Carl tall and lanky at 6'5". He had Ralph Wires at 5'10", at the lower body position. And seeing the guard right there thinking, you know what, let me just get it over to somebody else. And it pays off with Babers at the free throw line hitting the first one. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Coming out of that Streaks timeout, they've scored five in a row with another free throw coming. Down two here. Second one up and crawls over the rim and drops through. And Galesburg's within one now at 15-14. And the Streaks put on a little full court press.
And with Talton out of the game, let's see if we can take advantage of this, get some stops and pound the ball inside.
Wires trying to shake free of Babers, can't do it. Reed O'Brien back into the game. Unwisely dribbles between a double team and Derry picks it off. Reaches in, steals it away. Streaks look to regain the lead here. Bounce pass into the lane, trying to find Derry, and Quincy knocks it loose. Wires comes out with it. Left side, slips, falls, gets it out to O'Brien. Now into the left corner to Dominique Clay into the game. Ball batted loose. Babers picks it up. Four turnovers on Quincy with a minute to go in the first quarter, and the Streaks have Quincy a little out of sorts here.
Maybe Quincy showing their youth a little bit.
Dominique wide open left corner, hits a three. The one guy on this team you cannot leave that wide open with that much time to look at an open shot. Streaks on top 17-15 as they have scored nine in a row to regain the lead. 39 seconds to go in the quarter. O'Brien on the left wing. Back up top it goes to Longcourt. Pulls it back into the midcourt circle, trying to get around his man. Pull-up jumper left side, 15-footer, high off the back iron, went straight up and dropped straight down through the cylinder. Ties the game at 17. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And a good first quarter. A couple runs, one by each team, has the game tied. Dre has the ball go off his hands on the pass. Bounce pass down low. Derry knocked loose by O'Brien. Quincy at the other end. 8 seconds to go. Pulling up the dribble. Clay. Now right side wires. Took a lot of steps. Leaves it off underneath to Thomas. And a hard foul by Carl Dortch will put Keyshawn Thomas at the free throw line at the tail end of the first quarter. The wires covered a lot of ground there on the other end, I thought, without picking up a travel. And the clock ran out. I thought after the whistle, I don't know if the officials, doesn't look like they're going to indicate they want to put any tenths of a second back on the clock. Thomas misses the first free throw. The teams are in the huddle, ready for the quarter break. With the second free throw up and in, and Quincy takes the lead at the end of the first quarter, 18-17 at John Field Gym after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're a farm store, a family store, a Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a Hey Neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day, like these Wrangler Retro Bootcut jeans for just $49.99.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Need a J-O-B ASAP? Head to Galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell here, Silver Streaks, trailing Quincy by one, 18-17. Blue Devils with the ball to begin the second quarter, and another turnover by Quincy. Tried to find a cutting Thomas, pass out from the left wing, led him too much out of bounds, and that's the fifth turnover of the game for Quincy. Streaks with four also in the first quarter. And a tight ball game. Streaks first possession of the second quarter. Dre, left side, Dominique, where he just hit one a moment ago. Passes it back out through the legs of Dre. Saves it. Over to Babers. Derry and Alex Egyptiaco also on the floor. This is Alex at the free throw line. Back behind him to brother Dre at the volleyball line. Now to Derry. Left side of the lane. Fakes left, goes right. Leaves it off to Alex at the high post. Back to Derry, low post. Trying to back his way in. The kick out. Dre passes up the three. Extra pass. Babers gets fouled. Shot was short. Dominique Clay, the freshman, came in too late, got JB after the shot, and the Streaks are going to make their sixth free throw attempt already in this game, not even a minute into the second quarter.
And we've been doing a better job of knocking them down as of late, too, so this is great. 4 or 5 in the first quarter. See if we can get the lead here.
And 16 fouls on Quincy now. Free throw circles around and out for Babers. 16 fouls for Quincy, just 2 for the Silver Streaks. And no starters with any fouls for Galesburg.
Well, in the shoot-around today, I was in here, just fly on the wall. I heard Coach Thompson say, you know, let's be smart and not, you know, not foul. We're not going to foul tonight, and they have done a really good job of that tonight.
Jamie makes 1 of 3 from the free throw line. O'Brien with the rebound. Pass down low. They go right back to the freshman, Thomas. Good position down low. Uses the body to step back and get it up and in. 2018 Quincy by 2. Keyshawn Thomas, 6'5 freshman off the bench with 6 points already. We're a minute 15 into the second quarter. And he came in late in the first quarter. Babers moving left, now moving right. Spin move. Alex in the lane, lost the handle on the ball. Got it back, gives it over to Derry, goes up for the dunk, and the ball rolls around and drops through. Good defense by Quincy to make him alter the shot, but he got a friendly home roll, and we're tied at 20. 5 in the game for Derry, returning back to the lineup after missing Tuesday. Tied at 20, 6:20 to go for the half. On the right side, O'Brien. Up top, dribbling down the left side of the lane. Clay blocked by Derry, his third block of the game. Dre with a rebound. Back comes Galesburg. looking to regain the lead here. In the corner, Derry. Back out to Dre. Now up top, Babers. Cut off. Passes it over to Dre. He'll shoot the long three. Hits it, and the Spits are on top. First basket of the game for Dre. Galesburg leads by three. 23-20 Silver Streaks. Under six to go for the half. Up top, long court. Swinging around left side to O'Brien. O'Brien fakes left. Still with it. Now back up top it goes. Now into the hands of the sophomore Wires. And a foul on a quick little reach-in, I guess, on Cohen Derry at the free throw line. Wire started to dribble into traffic there. And I take it back. I said a moment ago there were no fouls on any of the Streaks starters. But that's the second one on Derry. So one I had for Dortch earlier, I guess, was called on Cohen. So 23-20 Streaks. Derry has to go to the bench with 5.5 minutes to go in the half and a three-point Galesburg lead. Up top, O'Brien trying to get around Dominique down the right side, and a hand check foul on Ian, and that's going to be his second. As O'Brien just took it right at Dominique. And the second foul of the game on Dominique, two on Cohen Derry. 5:24 to go for the half. Fourth team foul on the Streaks, so Quincy will inbound from the baseline. Clay, the freshman, who had, he ended up with 30 in that sophomore game. That's what he ended up with, right? And looked very much like a man among boys in that sophomore game as a freshman. Double team on the inside on Thomas between Alex and Dortch. The ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Galesburg.
I wonder if the Streaks can turn up the pressure a little bit on these young cats handling the ball for Quincy.
There's Longcore driving in, got around Dortch, in from the right, left side, and up with the right hand. Maybe not. 23-22. Six in the game for Bradley Longcore. Six for Keyshawn Thomas, so 12 of Quincy's 22 from freshmen. And they force a turnover. Longcore for three from the wing. Missed it. Rebound, fought for, and it's Dortch who controls for the Silver Streaks. And now the ball batted around, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Quincy. They almost forced another turnover. Well, instead of us turning up the pressure on them, it's the freshmen turning up the pressure on Galesburg.
Well, I only said that because we did, you know, come out of there and get a trap. And it just, you know, looked like that we could have made them uncomfortable a little bit with their youth.
Easton Steck back into the game. Babers in the backcourt, into the front court to Dre. Passes, fakes right, goes left. Dre now gets it back to JB on the right side of the arc. Under 4.5 to play for the half. JB drives, knocked away. Steck picks it up and got fouled, stepping to the basket. Quincy's put Galesburg in the bonus, and it's a shooting foul anyway. First foul of the game on Longcore. 4:25 to go for the half, and Steck back to the line shooting free throws. He's got five in the game.
Just kind of in the right place at the right time, and just the ball kind of found him, and again, really quick, going right up with it instead of putting the ball on the floor, and now he's at the line again.
First one up, and off the rim, rolls around and drops through. Streaks by two, 24-22. Quincy built a 7-point lead in the first quarter. Galesburg answered with a 9-0 run, and we've been tight back and forth since then. Easton gets a very friendly roll in the second one. He's got four of his seven from the free throw line. And it's a three-point Galesburg lead. Streaks will pick up the pressure defense at half court. Now JB backing off of the sophomore Wires. Longcore with it out. Streaks flash out on a double team. Longcore weaves between traffic, dumps it off underneath to his freshman teammate, and Thomas steps back and banks it in from the low blocks. 25-24, Galesburg by one. Into the front court, Dre on the right side. Quick pass, Alex out to JB. High post. Leans off his man. Now Alex gets it over to Carl. Shoots a 10-footer. Missed it from the right side. And Alex up over the top of Thomas. Fouls him. Going for the rebound. First foul of the game on Alex Egyptiaco. Well, here comes Nolan Carl into the game. Long as the Streaks are tight, 3:49 to go here in the half, I think Chad Thomas is going to let Cohen Derry stay on the bench with those two fouls and get a little bit of an extra breather, too.
Yeah, it looks like Talton, I don't know if he's nursing a Charlie horse or hurt his knee or what. He's kind of sitting on the end of the bench trying to stretch something out, keep it loose, and you know, the Streets need to take advantage with these young freshmen, but you can just tell that even though they're young, they play like they're seasoned vets, really. They're keeping their composure, they're running the offense. Really strong strong move and finish by Keyshawn Thomas there on the previous possession. So Streets got their hands full even with Talton out of the game.
25-24, Galesburg by one at the Mask timeout. 3:49 to play for the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tonight as Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage begins following the GHS boys game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Coming out of the official timeout, 3:45 to go for the half. Quincy with the ball, trailing the Galesburg boys basketball team 25-24. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here from John Field Gym. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer, a three by Clay. And another basket off the bench from one of the Quincy freshmen, and the Blue Devils are back on top, 27-25. Into the front court. Steck has the ball batted off of the hands of Wires. Wires thought he deflected off of Steck's leg, but the officials keep it on Galesburg's end. So right now they have a freshman, a freshman, a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior on the floor. Babers left alone up top, misses the three. Rebound Thomas for the Blue Devils. 1 or 2 point Quincy lead, looking for more here. Longcourt glides into the front court, leaves it inside for Thomas, and a reach in foul called on Galesburg. And that'll be the 15th foul on the Silver Streaks. First of the game on Babers. So the next foul for Galesburg puts Quincy into the bonus. Yeah, I look over what you were talking about going to the break there, Pick. Talton standing at the end of the bench down by the water cooler. Batted out of bounds by Derry on the inbound pass. Of course, we saw him go down in the backcourt there in the first quarter and was slow to get up. But he didn't leave the game until after he picked up his second foul.
Yeah, he doesn't seem hurt. He just seems, you know, tight from a Charlie horse or something like that. Maybe got a knee to the thigh.
Step back, free right side. Clay again, this time the miss. The rebound tipped from Alex over to Steck. Well, Clay hit one the previous time down the floor. Misses that one. Galesburg down two with the ball. Babers up top. Left side Dre. Passed up the three. Fires it into the lane to Alex. Trying to get around Thomas. Leans in on the up and under and gets it up and in with a left hand. We're tied at 27.
Great footwork. Nice spin move, keeping his pivot foot and just found an opening.
Just has a way of creating space in the middle, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
2:25 to go for the half, tied at 27. Longcore with the step back, the drive, out of control a little bit that time. Rebound Steck. Here comes Streaks, leading, trying to get the lead back. No look pass, Babers. Alex out to Dre on the wing. Fires it back to Alex baseline. Gifts it into the corner to Steck. Now up top to Babers. Good defense by Quincy. Did not give the Streaks anything easy when they were looking for some chances. Now Dre with the open three, right side, a little bit long. And the rebound, Thomas. We remain tied. Three rebounds in this quarter by Keyshawn Thomas. The drive at the other end by Wires and a foul. He's got a chance at a three-point play as he drove in strong from the left side, got it up with the left hand over the rim and through. And the foul on Babers, I think. .150 to go for the half. 29-27. Quincy back on top by two. And a three-point play possibility here. Wires free throw off the mark. Derry with the rebound. First rebound of the game for Cohen Derry. Does have three blocks from earlier in the game, though. 1:40 to play in the half. Streaks with the ball down two. Steck, left side, Baber. Passes up on the three, drives. Right-hand teardrop from the sideline, missed it. Quincy had a hand on the rebound, but Mulheron couldn't control, and Galesburg gets it back. Wires out, Cartmill back in, so he's had a good breather. So the senior point guard back in for Quincy. Dominique returns for the Silver Streaks. Steck gets a breather with 91 seconds to play for the half. Alex on the inbound to Babers on the wing. Now down low to Alex. Kicks it back out from the free throw line. Babers, left side, Derry. Drives baseline, up with the right hand and in. Immediate impact back on the floor. Cohen Derry ties the game at 29.
Let's get more of that. That looked really good. A really good finish at the rim. Just rose above up everybody.
Seven in the game for Cohen Derry. 1:10 to play for the half. O'Brien directing traffic. Parkmill up top right side over to Clay on the wing. Back up top. Taryn Parkmill on a foul away from the ball. And Joe Thompson signals somebody from the Silver Streak stuck the elbows out there. They're going to call that one on Babers. That's his second with a minute two to go in the half. Dortch and Steck back in for the Streaks. Chad Thompson going to roll the dice and leave JB on the floor. He will not. Or Derry. So both with two fouls will sit down. Steck and Dortch in to replace them. And actually, that is three fouls on JB. They never put the second one on the scoreboard. So that one is JB's third. And all have come in this second quarter. First free throw up and in by Taryn Cartmill. Quincy back on top, 30-29. Seven in the game for Cartmill, 5'9 senior. Second one up and in. 31-29, two-point lead. Into the front court, Gray. A little back and forth at the volleyball line. Right side, Steck. Bounces it right side over to Dre. At the right corner now, Alex pulls it back out. Dre's primarily the point guard, and we got a timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 33.6 seconds to go in the half. And I'll blame Coach Chad Thompson. There's just a lot of uncertainty there on that possession. Nobody really seemed to know what to do.
Well, with JB not on the floor, you know, kind of our floor general, getting everybody set up in their spots. Good timeout there by Coach Thompson.
So 31-29 is the Quincy lead. Galesburg uses its second 30-second timeout. 33.6 seconds to go in the half. Again, Fighting Illini basketball coming up after our game here. Second time we've done that this week. Tuesday game had Illini basketball following us that night, too. These Friday night college basketball games, I still can't get used to those. College basketball seems like it ought to be a Thursday or a Saturday. Certainly weekend thing, not so much Friday night. It's all about TV revenue anymore. All right, Streaks are going to hold for the last shot here. Down two with 20 seconds to go. Dre just holding the ball on his left hip. Now up top, Babers back into the game. That's why, primarily why Coach Thompson called that timeout. On the right side, they set the offense in motion. 6 seconds to go. Babers on the wing. Pulls it back out. 2 seconds to go. Long three. Banks it in.
Oh, wow.
He banked it in. Streaks got nothing out of that possession, nothing at all what they wanted. And Babers banked it in from about 28 feet out.
Got nothing on that possession but the lead going into half now. Wow.
32-31, Babers' first basket of the half, and Galesburg takes the lead into the locker room. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at the individual scoring, the team numbers. We'll talk it over with the coaching staff coming out of the locker room as well. So that timeout to get Babers back into the game. Excellent call by Coach Chad Thompson. Halftime coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. CASA of West Central Illinois will be holding a volunteer training course beginning this Saturday through February 26th via Zoom. Classes are Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Volunteers are needed in all local counties. Get details and learn how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here with you. Mark Burnett, our broadcast engineer, and the Silver Streaks with a lead over the first-place Quincy Blue Devils. 32-31, Jeremiah Babers banks in a 28-footer at the horn. Coach Chad Thompson calls a timeout to get Babers in there to run offense, and they still don't get any kind of a shot at what they want to get, and JB just drains it like there's nothing to it. So, one-point Galesburg lead, and if the Streaks are going to gut this one out, I think it's going to be just like this right down to the stretch. They're not going to run this Quincy team out of the gym, and they're going to have to fight like this right to the very end, I think.
It's going to be taking care of the ball, getting stops against this young Quincy team, and then, you know, finishing at the other end. And if it does come down to free throws right now, we do have the edge in free throws. So, all things are pointing, you know, in the right direction, especially after, you know, Tuesday night's loss to Rocky. So, hopefully we can keep it going here in the second half.
Good balance by the Silver Streaks as well. And everybody's contributed something, yeah, even in the scoreboard for that matter. So getting contributions from people just like they're going to need to balance out a victory here. Sophomores lost tonight, 72-58. And you got some team numbers added up. Pick, we ready to go?
I do. It's pretty. Right. It's almost dead even. I've got the Streaks with 5 turnovers, 10 rebounds. The Streaks are shooting 10 of 19 for the game, 5 of 10 from 2, 5 of 9 from 3. Wow. And like I said, free throws were 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Quincy, 5 turnovers, 9 rebounds. We got the edge by 1 there. They're shooting 12 for 21 for the game, 9 of 15 from 2-point, and 3 of 6 from 3. And not really getting to the line tonight, so the Streaks doing a good job. Even though we're fouling, we're not putting them to the line. They've only shot 5 free throws and made 3.
32-31, the Galesburg lead at the half. We'll take a break, talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll look at the individual scoring. We'll get a look at the rather Western Big Six Conference games going on around the area tonight as well. Streaks by 1 at the half, 32-31, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Since it's yellow and black, will it attract bees?
Honestly, we have no scientific evidence that it won't.
If it does attract bees and I get stung, can I sue?
You sure can, and good luck with that.
Are my chances better wearing the WGIL button than they are if I didn't wear it?
If you're not wearing our WGIL button, don't worry. We will not attempt to give you an envelope with up to $500 cash inside.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
all F&M Bank locations.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Earth date present day. Dave's Autobody repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwab luck.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Winter weather advisory in effect through noon tomorrow for Knox, Fulton, Warren, McDonough, and Henderson counties. Snow tonight could see 2 to 4 inches possible. Overnight low of 21. Cloudy early on tomorrow, then becoming mostly sunny with a high of 25, while tomorrow night a low of 6. It's 30 at WGIL.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
32-31, Galesburg over Quincy at the half. Let's go down courtside with Pick.
Okay, I'm here with assistant coach Mark Harden. And coach, really a great first half, kind of an evenly matched game. What do we got to do here in the second half to kind of take over?
Just continue our energy and continue to play. The game could go either way. They're good. We know they're a good team, but we know we can win this game if we continue to play tough.
How do we take advantage of Talton being out of the game and these young freshmen, out here on the court for them?
Talton or not, they are very good, so we can't think that we're just going to run over them. We got to play smart, move the ball, be unselfish like we've been doing.
All right, Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Thanks to assistant coach Mark Harden joining us here at half as Pick heads down every game to find out a little bit of insight from the locker room. Let's take a look at scores from around the Western Big Six. It's already a final between the Panthers and Geneseo. Got an early start on that one. And UT wins it 78-37 over the Maple Leafs, who continue to struggle here as of late. Rock Island leading Sterling at the half, 30-24. Moline up 25 on Alamut at the half, 54-29. And here Galesburg leading Quincy 32-31. Individual scoring here in the first half. Taryn Cartmill and Kishon Thomas, each with 8 for the Blue Devils. Bradley Longcore with 6. Jeremiah Talton, 4. Dominique Clay has 3. And Ralph Wires, 2. Reed O'Brien and Sam Mulheron have not scored for Quincy. For the Silver Streaks, Easton Steck, Cohen Derry leading the way, each with 7. Jeremiah Babers with 6. Then we go Alex Egyptiaco with 4, Dre Egyptiaco, Ian Dominique each with 3, Carl Dortch 2, and Nolan Carl has not scored. So good balance for the Silver Streaks, again getting contributions from everybody in the scorebook here, leading by 1 at the half. You know, the other thing I've noticed here, Pick, from a statistical standpoint, both teams obviously shooting very, very well, but not a lot of shots in this game. I mean, it's not the kind of game where we're going to see somebody get, at least at this stage, at this pace, we're not going to see either team get 50 shots off in this game. So the possessions really become even that much more magnified here.
And that's why I said taking care of the basketball here in the second half is going to be huge. Strong, crisp passes, nothing lazy over the top, because they're going to want to try to take advantage of those. Both teams
have been close, too.
Yeah, they've been close. So, you know, they're going to try to turn up the pressure and really try to force us into some bad passes. So, it's, you know, you've got a team full of freshmen with a team full of seniors that have kind of been through it. Hopefully our senior leadership will kind of take over and close this one out for us.
And again, Quincy 6-0 in the conference, as Coach Mark Harden was alluding to there, and 15-3 overall, same record as the Silver Streaks. And Talton does return to the floor to start the second half along with Cartmill, the two seniors for Quincy. But it's Galesburg's ball leading by 1 as we start the third quarter. The Egyptiaco brothers, Alex in the lane, the kick out, Steck for 3. A little bit long, and the long rebound pops back out. It's Alex who gets to it first, and back to brother Dre along with Babers and Derry. Babers with it now on the right side. Inlet pass to Derry, and a lot of contact there forces a turnover. O'Brien into the front court. Wide open long court from the outside. Missed the free, though. And the long rebound chased down by Dre. So both teams unsuccessful on their first possessions of the second half. Streaks lead by 1 as we get underway here in the third quarter. trying to knock Quincy out of the unbeaten ranks in the Western Big Six Conference. There's Derry curling around with a shot and a basket and a foul. Just curled in from left to right. He's kind of flipped it up with his right hand. And the Streaks lead by three, looking for more here. Second foul of the game on Sam Mulheron.
Cohen Derry, he's on the block. You know, he's not floating around the perimeter. And we found him, and he made a nice move and finish.
Misses the free throw. Rebound off the hands of Steck. Loose ball picked up by Longcore for Quincy. And he drives it into the front court quickly. Quick pass in the interior to Mulheron. Pump fakes and got it up and in. Got Derry to bite on it just enough. Derry really never left his feet, but it got him out of position for Mulheron's lay-in. Favors. Right side, Dre. Off the elbow, pulls it back up top. Minute 10 gone here in the third quarter. Galesburg by one. Babers curls it around to the left side. Baseline. Steck tries to fire it through the lane. Intercepted by Quincy. Two turnovers and three possessions for the Streaks. O'Brien at the volleyball line. Pulls up. Gets it over to Cartmill. 90 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Longcore trying to get around Dre. Fires it into the corner. Talton for three. Hits. Quincy regains the lead. 36-34. Good ball movement by the Blue Devils. Talton's first shot since the first quarter. He has seven in the game. Again, picked up two fouls in that first half and sat pretty much the entire second quarter. Babers, inlet pass intended for Alex, tipped away into the backcourt, finally chased down by Dre in the backcourt as Quincy gave chase. Entry pass to Alex, now back out to Babers. Step back, Alex at the free throw line, over to Dre. Steps left, wide open three, and it's too long. Rebound Derry on the floor, gets it over to Steck. And the pullout, they'll take another crack at it. Streaks getting some rebounds here in this game. Not a lot of rebounds to be had with both teams shooting as well as they are. Babers, right corner, firing it down low. Steck tried to get it into Derry, batted loose, scramble for it on the baseline, and the Streaks will keep it.
A lot of tip passes.
Yeah. Derry struggles to get the inbounds there. Curls around, misses the reverse layup, and the loose ball rebound to Jeremiah Talton. Quincy trying to extend the lead here up two. 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Cartmill in the corner. Curls around. Cut off by Dre. The kick out. Talton again. Missed that three. Alex with his fourth rebound to lead the Silver Streaks. Heard from former coach Ryan Hart. Going to allude to him here in a moment as Alex drives down the left side. Contact, lost the handle on the ball, and it's out of bounds. And Streaks are going to hang on to it. Well, either that's a foul or it's out of bounds on Galesburg, because I don't think there was any hand on the ball from Quincy. I thought Alex just lost the ball.
Yeah.
And Streaks are going to be lucky to hang on to it here.
I think he just got caught in between calls there, you know. Thought he should have called a foul, so I'll just give him the ball back.
So former coach Ryan Hart messaging me that he remembers JB banked in a three-pointer from 35 feet out down at Quincy last year. And he said that was a catalyst to the Streaks winning that game, kind of pulling away a little bit in the second half. So good man. I did not remember JB banking a long one in from down at their place. Streaks won that one 72-64 that night. Down low to Alex, got blocked. Got good position. But he couldn't elevate enough. Now Dre with a steal at the other end. Back comes Galesburg. Sixth turnover by the Devils. JB down the lane. A reach in by Quincy. JB gets it back and a reach in foul. Maybe on O'Brien. And just helter-skelter scrambling play here right now. Neither team's looking very pretty, putting any points on the board. But the foul on O'Brien is the second on Quincy. But the Streaks are going to inbound. Not in the act of shooting, they said.
You had Alex ahead of him on the break, but a good decision just to hold on the ball, because that would have been a really tough angle for a pass. Ended up getting the foul.
Lob on the inbound up top to Babers. Left corner, Derry. 4:40 to go third quarter. Streaks trail by two, but Galesburg with the ball. They were down seven in the first quarter, then went on a 9-0 run, and we have been tight, tight, tight ever since. Alex down the right side with a lay-in. Again, just got position around his man and scooped it up with the right hand. Tied at 36. The fake by Longcore. Babers comes out to guard him. Tries to create space for himself down the left side, and a foul over the back on Alex Egyptiaco. Mulheron had position in the lane. Longcore, I think, just got going a little too strong to the basket, couldn't finish. And Alex aggressively picking up his second foul.
I'll tell you, Dre came flying out of Longcore to contest the three, and good job by JB picking him up there to keep the drive and force a tough shot.
Park Mill on the outside, into the corner. Longcore around him, into the lane, and got wide open in front of the basket for the lay-in. His first basket of the second half to make it eight in the game. Quincy leads 38-36. Halfway through quarter number three. Streaks with the ball down two. Babers, top of the arc. Entry pass, Alex at the free throw line. The kick out, right side of the arc, Dre for three. Streaks back on top by one. Six in the game for Dre Egyptiaco, 39-38 Galesburg. Streaks trying to get Quincy out of the unbeaten ranks and pull back within the game in the Western Big Six Conference. Cartmill with a hesitation dribble down the left side, missed the reverse layup, and the rebound by Thomas got tied up. Streaks got a hand in there, held ball. We'll keep it on Quincy's end of the floor, and that should be a mask timeout here with 3:33 to play. And there it is. 39-38 Galesburg. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter, mask timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gah, what happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't dink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth. Are you crying?
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Battle of the Cheerleader Flips gets the student section riled up here on Pink Out Night at John Thiel Gymnasium. 39-38, Galesburg leading Quincy. Brad Benowitz, Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell here. Quincy ball coming out of the timeout. Streaks forcing a tie up on an offensive rebound with the Blue Devils. Flips the arrow back to Galesburg. But Quincy to inbound left of the basket first. O'Brien on the inbound. Looking. Now up top it goes to Cartmill. Steps inside the arc. Now backs it back up. To the right side it goes to O'Brien on the wing. Under 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. 1 point Galesburg lead. Quincy with the ball. Talton up top, into the right corner, O'Brien. Streaks give him all kinds of room. He hasn't taken a shot in this game and is not their primary offensive threat by far. Cartmill into the lane, steps back. Streaks left him open, and he hit it. His third three of the game, and he's in double figures with 11. Quincy back on top by two. And a turnover forced into the front court. Cartmill down the right side, and a block, and a foul. Cartmill will go to the line shooting two.
On JB.
Yeah, that's the fourth on Babers. That's not good. That's not good for the Silver Streaks with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Decision time for Coach Chad Thompson. Nobody heading to the scoring table yet. Dominique was already there.
Tough position to be in, too. Like, not much JB can do there when the Quincy guy is, you know, initiating all the contact, and it looked like a clean block by Cohen, too. So, not sure what else he could do there, but now he's going to have to sit.
So Dominique does replace him. Cartmill makes the first. It's a three-point Quincy lead. Under 3 minutes to go third quarter. 42-39. Second one up and in as well. Quincy by four. Five in the quarter. 13 for the game for Taryn Cartmill. So after Galesburg took the lead at 39-38. Five in a row by Quincy. And another turnover. A double team on Steck. Four turnovers in the half for Galesburg now. After just five the entire first half. Talton, free throw line. The kick out into the corner. There's O'Brien off the mark, off the front of the rim, though. He was open. Streaks didn't mind him shooting it. Steck yanked down the rebound. Down four with the ball. 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Dominique, left wing for three. Off the back iron. Rebound weak side, Longcore. Quincy pushing it. Longcore across the middle. High post. The kick out. Talton from the wing. Three. That one in and out. All but went through the bottom of the hoop. Third rebound of the game for Cohen Derrick. Galesburg down four with the ball. Streaks have not shot well here in this third quarter after shooting very well in the first half. Steck comes out for the pass at the wing, 1:50 to play in the third quarter. Alex feeds it into the lane. Steck got knocked off balance, just flipped it up. No call, missed the shot. Cartmill with a rebound into the front court. Through the lane, and a travel call. He got stumbled up with Dre getting back defensively, just enough to knock off Cartmill's dribble rhythm. And the seventh Quincy turnover now.
Now here's the challenge for the Streaks. Who's going to take control of the offense with JB out of the game and kind of get everyone calmed down in their spots and running a nice rhythm offense?
It's Alex and Dre in the backcourt right now with a minute 35 to play in the quarter. Dre into the front court to Derry. Cohen down the lane. Cut off there. Bounces it out. Now Dominique on the wing. Step back three. It just barely draws the front of the rim. Talton with the rebound leading the break. Right side Clay on the wing. Gets it down low. Finds Thomas. Pump fakes and puts it up and in. Three Silver Streaks were there attacking Thomas defensively. He let Cohen Derry fly by. Then he let the Silver Streaks' defensive momentum get them out of position and then just laid it up and in.
And he's got 10 points off the bench as a freshman.
His first points of the second half. Quincy by six now. Steck swinging around left side. Dre for three. Got it. The Streaks needed that one badly. Chad Thompson calls a timeout. 45-42. Gelsberg down three with 55.6 seconds to go in this third quarter. And you might be wondering, well, if there's less than a minute to go in the quarter, why call a full timeout there? But that was a Mike Reynolds strategy that Ryan Hart continued off a missed or off a made shot specifically, oftentimes frequently a three-pointer. Call a timeout, get your team into the huddle, get them settled, and sometimes switch up the defense. Come out, show something different coming out of the timeout. So we'll see if that becomes part of the strategy here as well.
If anything, get them in the mindset of all of you guys, we got to commit to getting a stop on this possession right here. No matter what they do, whether they run the clock down all the way to get the last second shot, it doesn't matter. We have to have a stop here. We do not want them to extend the lead to close out this quarter.
Galesburg and Quincy both come into this game 15-3, two games apart in the Western Big Six Conference. Moline improves to 15-3 as they beat Alleman tonight 99-49. And the Maroons are now 5-2 in the conference, so the Silver Streaks need to win here tonight to stay tied with Moline in what would be third place in the Western Big Six. UT already won big over Geneseo. So the Streaks stay in the half-court man defense coming out of that timeout with under a minute to go. Down three. Long court at the top of the arc. Inlet pass to Talton and a foul from behind by Easton Steck. Talton had position, went up high for the pass, and Easton just got him from the backside, his first foul. Third team foul on the Streaks.
I wouldn't say that's a terrible foul either. You got Easton's first. Cause them to set up their offense again.
On the inbounds to Thomas, blocked by Derry, and into the hands of Dre. And the Streaks with a chance, down three here as we wind down the third quarter. Steck on the left baseline, pulls it back out. 30 seconds to go. Again, Babers on the bench with four fouls. How will the Streaks' ball movement be here? Streaks going big here with Derry and Dortch on the floor. Derry double-teamed on the baseline, gets it to Alex inside the lane, brings the ball down low, and Quincy bailed him out with a reach-in foul. Just reaching in, trying to steal it away as that soft pass found its way to Alex barely, and he just kind of brought the ball down low to get control of it. And the reach-in foul on Keyshawn Thomas, and I see what you're looking at, Pick. 17.9 seconds to go. Babers back in to run the offense here for the final possession. It worked at the end of the second quarter.
Fingers crossed.
Streaks down three. Alex to inbound on the baseline, left of the basket. Gets it into Derry, pulls it back out to Babers. Right of the arc, now Dre up top. Babers will back it up with 10 seconds to go. Working right to left along the half-court line, 8 seconds to go. Babers, a screen set out high by Alex and by Dortch. Now right side it goes to Derry, puts up the three.
Yes.
Hits it, and we're tied at the end of three. Gelsberg hits three-pointers at the end of the second, and now third quarter, it's 45-45 heading to the fourth. From John Field Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Western Big Six Conference boys basketball. Everything that we've come to expect over the years. A tie ball game between the Streaks and Quincy heading to the fourth. Dre, left wing, off the back iron from three. Steck goes high for the rebound and then fires it over the hands of Carl Dorch out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over. But Dre got a good look at it. And Easton skied for the rebound and then in traffic on the right side of the lane, fired it through it to the left side and just too high for Carl Dorch. 10th turnover of the game for Galesburg. Tie ball game as we begin the fourth quarter with the first place Blue Devils. In the lane, Thomas throws it through the lane right side. A scramble for the loose ball after O'Brien couldn't pick it up. And we got a foul on Galesburg going for the loose ball. They're going to say Easton Steck undercut. I think it was Thomas on the right side on the sideline there. That's two in the game on Easton. Four team fouls on the Streaks. 40 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Talton on the wing. Around Steck in the lane. Contact, puts a shot up, a foul. And Talton just took it right at Easton, initiated the contact a little bit. He's got an and one. So three quick ones now on Easton. And Quincy back on top, 47-45. Talton excellent at the free throw line. And he continues that with a free throw. He is now 26 out of 30 at the free throw line this season. 6.5, 10 for the game for Talton. Quincy by 3, 48-45. Babers back on the bench to start the fourth quarter with those four fouls. Dre into the lane. Derry to the basket and a foul. And he's got an and one. Good position. Dre finding
great
him.
Great pass.
And steps to the basket with that long stride. Second foul on Keyshawn Thomas. And Derry could tie the game at the free throw line with 6:57 to play.
This game's going to come down to defensive stops.
And Derry ties it with a free throw. 8.5, 15 for the game. Welcome back, Cohen Derry. You said it at his first basket of the game. He's been big here in the last minute plus for the Streaks with that three-pointer at the buzzer to tie it up heading into the fourth. And leading the Streaks in scoring tonight. O'Brien swinging around right side to Talton. They umpty out the left side. Now Derry from the backside denies O'Brien on the inlet pass, knocks it out of bounds. Derry making a play for crunch time player of the game here. Quincy 6-0 in the conference. Streaks 4-2, trying to get back within a game of first place. Ever more important with Moline winning tonight. Torch bumps shot. Thomas falls down, gets the pass away, though, off the end line. 6.5 minutes to play in the game, tied up at 48. Again, they clear out the right side. Talton gets it up top. Down the left side of the lane, Wires takes it all the way with a left hand of the basket. 50-48. A lot of physical play going on away from the ball, down in close to the basket. Steck into the front court from the pass. Right side, Alex with a hesitation dribble. Gets down low, forces it up, missed it. Dorch had a hand on the rebound. Quincy gets in, ties him up with a freshman, Thomas, and the alternating possession sends it back to Quincy. Alex got too low, got too far underneath the basket for position. Just tried to force one up from down there, hoping to draw a foul. Quincy played good straight-up defense. And now they'll come away with it leading by two with 6 minutes to play in the game. Thomas out high, back into the hands of Wires, and now Alex with an elbow behind him clears off the freshman Thomas at 6'5". Two football players going at it there. Alex with his third foul now. 16 fouls on the Streaks. And Chad Thompson wants an explanation. Joe Thompson backs him off. O'Brien inbounds for Quincy. Up top, Wires. Right in front of the scoring table, guarded by Alex. Babers already on the bench with four fouls. Talton with position. Takes it right at Steck again. Easton plays straight up defense. And missed shot. Rebound out of bounds. And the officials say last touch by Gillsburg, so Quincy gets another shot at it.
Really got to come up with that rebound there. That's that defensive stop we're talking about.
Yeah, Easton just played good straight up defense. Forced Talton to make a better shot, and he didn't hit it, and then the Streaks couldn't control the rebound. O'Brien on the inbound under the wing to Wires, trying to shake and bake on Dre. Stops in the lane, pulls it back out. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Quincy leading 50-48. Long core, O'Brien out high. Now Wires just off the left wing, guarded by Dominique. Up top, O'Brien got free around the screen and then throws it behind Talton, who was cutting in. O'Brien expected him to stay out there, and Quincy throws it away.
And Coach Thompson with the defensive switch, putting JB on O'Brien, who has one shot, no points. He's kind of a non-factor offensively to help keep JB in the game for the Streaks.
Streaks break the press. Steck, Babers. Now Dre, a little back and forth as we approach 5 minutes to play in the game. 2-point Quincy lead. Streaks with the ball. Babers fakes a three. Down the lane. Forces it up. Off the back iron. Steck, rebound, put back. His first basket since the first quarter. Steck with a big offensive rebound. Ties the game at 50. That was JB's first shot attempt at the second half. 4:45 to play in the game. Tied up at 50. Both teams 15-3. Wires down the left side. Strong with the left hand. Banks it up and in. And Ralph Wires has come to play in the fourth quarter. Puts Quincy back on top by two. He's got six in the game. Two baskets here in the fourth quarter. Babers. Dre. Bad pass, but Steck got to it. Drives it off to Darius.
Oh, let's go.
In for the left baseline and a foul.
And one.
We didn't hear the whistle because of the eruption from the crowd. It's an and one, tied up, and a chance for the Streaks to regain the lead. Foul on Wires, his second.
You could see that one developing. As soon as Easton caught in the middle, he faced up, took one dribble, drew the defense, dished it off, and Cohen with the flush to finish it off.
Five team fouls on Quincy, 17 in the game for Derry. And a free throw coming to put the Streaks back on top. He does.
Boom.
Six in the quarter for Cohen Derry, 53-52 Gillsburg, 4:20 to play in the game.
Come on, Streaks. You've got to commit to the defensive end and get some defensive stops.
Streaks crowd coming to life. Wires tripped up, falling down. Longcore pass over his head out of bounds. Longcore came from down low out high to get the pass. He got tripped up in the middle, falls down, and Quincy throws it away.
You'll say it looked like he got tripped up on his own man's foot, and they just threw the pass into the stands.
Halfway through quarter number four, Streaks with the ball in a one-point lead. Can't get tentative now. Babers on the sideline, over to Alex on the left side in front of the Gillsburg bench. Got to be true with the dribble and the passes here. Strong with the ball. Alex, left wing for three, is an air ball. Steck came right to him. But he wasn't really ready for it, and it hit him out of bounds.
Just don't think that's a good shot right there, you know what I mean? Chew some clock up, get a great shot.
I think Alex got juiced up with the crowd.
Yeah.
53-52, Gillsburg by one. Timeout on the floor, 3:48 to play from Field Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Gillsburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
A well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Gillsburg.info. Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Gillsburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Stay connected with Gillsburg anywhere you go. Gillsburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Love the atmosphere. Love the scoreboard right now. Gillsburg up one on first place Quincy, 53-52. Quincy ball coming out of the official timeout, 3:48 to play in the game.
Galesburg looked a little tentative on that last possession after regaining the lead on the and one. The flush and foul with Cohen Derry. Alex put up a quick three from the wing. Quincy has it back now, trailing by one. Wires on the dribble right side. Picks up his dribble. Now up top it goes to Longcourt. Derry backs off him. Longcourt drives in from the left side. Dre comes over. Turnaround jumper well short. Rebound. Dre steps in front of Longcourt. Dre falls down. The official says push from behind. And the second foul on Longcourt. And a kid who comes in averaging 17 a game has looked a little tentative here tonight. And maybe the streak's gotten into his head a little bit on that foul. Especially after the last trip down the floor, he got tripped up in the middle and fell down. And the foul or the pass went over his head for the turnover. He's got 8 in the game, but only 2 in the second half, 1-for-4 shooting. And it gives Galesburg the ball back with 3:29 to go. He's going to be a thorn in the side of every Western Big Six Conference team for 3 more years. Streaks trying to take advantage of home court here, leading by 1 with 3:20 to play in the game. Babers. Free throw line. Alex drives. The kick out. Steck from the corner. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Good box out by O'Brien. Allows Wires to come up with it. Then turns it over. Streaks steal it away. 10 turnovers by Quincy. 3 in this quarter. And Galesburg with it back. Leading by 1. Under 3 minutes to play in the game.
Again, as wide open as this zone has been, we don't need a 3. Let's try to get it inside to Cohen or Alex and see if we can't get an easy 2 and then come back down and play defense again.
Dre, Easton, 5 starters stay on the floor for Galesburg with 2:45 to play. Alex at the free throw line, high post, dribbles once, kicks it out, Babers. Left corner, Steck will try it again. A little bit long. Weak side rebound, Alex, had it batted away. O'Brien picks it up, gives it to Talton. Drives, right side, blocked by Derry. Tried to lay it up, and no goaltending called. Streaks at the other end, throw it through Derry's hands and give it right back. Got going too fast. Down the other end, and they turn it over right back. Still a one-point Galesburg lead with 2:20 to play in the game. Streaks are getting the shots, not getting him to fall. 2:15 to play. Quincy ball. The freshman Thomas at the high post. At Derry, trying to circle around, and he just throws it up toward the rim. A foul on Derry, his third, and Keyshawn Thomas will go to the free throw line.
Kind of a bailout there, I think. But, you know, getting tight here at the end of the ball game. You gotta, if you're gonna, you know, foul, make sure he doesn't get the shot off, and see if the freshman can knock down some free throws.
Just pivoting around that plant foot, trying to clear some space off Derry. They just initiated the contact and threw the ball up toward the basket. That was enough to get him to the free throw line, where he makes the first one and ties it back up at 53. It's the fourth tie of this fourth quarter. Biggest lead of the night was 7 for Quincy. That was way back in the first quarter. Thomas makes them both. Quincy back on top, 54-53. And a Blue Devils timeout with 2:07 to play in the game. Quincy by 1, 54-53. Will take a timeout as well on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. This Saturday, come out and support the Prairie Drifters Snowmobile Club at Geneseo's Bar in Watauga. They'll be hosting a trivia night beginning at 6 p.m. The cost is just $10, 8 players per team, and raffles too. Learn how to reserve your table at the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tonight as Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage begins following the GHS boys game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
In this game, we have had 12 lead changes, 13 ties, and right now it's Quincy by 1, 54-53 with 2:05 to play in the game. Galesburg's ball coming out of the full Quincy timeout. Dre, midcourt circle to JB. Babers playing with those 4 fouls. Steck, Alex Egyptiaco, and Cohen Derry for the streaks on the floor. Minute 50 to play. Both teams looking for their 16th win. Streaks trying to knock Quincy into the Western Big Six loss column for the first time. Down to a minute 40 to play. JB left at the top of the arc. A little back and forth with Dre. JB will shoot the long three. Missed it. And the long rebound chased down by Thomas. I don't think that's a shot the Streaks needed there. They could have run some more time. Try to create some space. Now Quincy with the ball in a one-point lead. 80 seconds to play in the game. O'Brien at the volleyball line. Right side over to Talton. They'll be happy to run some time as they are in the bonus. And force Gelsberg to chase. Reach in by Alex. Ball on the floor. Now Alex diving for it. Picks up the foul. That's his fourth. And it'll send Ralph Wires to the free throw line. Wires on the season has shot only four free throws all year, and he's made them all. This Quincy team comes in 78% from the free throw line. That's one way you get to 15-3 and 6-0.
Definitely.
Knock down your free throws. They'll have to do it down the stretch here. Wires calmly makes the first one. He's got five in the quarter, seven for the game. Two-point Quincy lead. 104 to play. Quincy is 4-for-4. Now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Wires misses the second one. Gelsberg down two. Fifth rebound by Cohen Derry. In the backcourt, Dre and Babers. 55 seconds to go. Now Dre gets it across midcourt. JB in the midcourt circle worked his way left toward the scoring table. 45 seconds to play. Crowd unusually quiet. But the Streaks looking to tie or regain the lead here with 40 seconds to play. Dominique in the right corner. Entry pass, Alex. Back to Ian. Passes up the shot on the wing. Back out to Dre. Into Alex at the high post. Streaks call timeout. 32 seconds to go. Gelsberg with one timeout remaining. Quincy with four. And 32.3 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. Well, what do you think the strategy is Pick? Try to get close to the basket?
Yeah, if you're the
run
Streaks,
it down.
I don't know how you don't try to get the ball to Cohen Derry there on that possession or even the possession before. You know, when the ball is across the court from him and he's on the opposite block, the flash is open to the high post. He could catch it, face up, get to the hole. Maybe he gets fouled. But I think you're going to see the Streaks come out and try to get something inside to Cohen, try to get the ball to Cohen inside, see if he can't get an and-one like he did previously.
32.3 seconds to go. If Gelsberg should have trouble getting the ball inbound for any reason, they do have one timeout remaining that they could use to bail them out if a five-second call becomes a potential concern. Moline and United Township have already won tonight. Haven't seen of course, they really haven't looked for an update on the Rock Island game. They were up six on Sterling at the half.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Thompson, I want to get something inside.
Alex will pull the trigger on the baseline. Darius roaming out high. They lob it out top to Babers. Picks up his dribble in the midcourt circle. 30 seconds to go. Now a little more ball movement here. Ian on the right side of the arc. Now under the wing, Babers. 20 seconds to go. Pass up top to Dre. Now over to Babers. Quick entry pass to Alex. Down the lane. Basket. Oh, off the mark. Little too strong on the bank shot. And the rebound, Keyshawn Thomas. Streaks got exactly what they would have wanted. Alex down the right side of the lane, and he just missed the layup bank shot. And he fouls out of the game as Thomas came down with a rebound to stop the clock with 11.6 seconds to go. And we'll walk it to the other end, and the freshman will shoot a 1-1.
And, you know, was he so wide? Did he find himself so wide open that he, you know, did he think he was going to get more contact than he did? He just put it up really strong.
Keyshawn Thomas, 6'5", freshman for Quincy. 4 points in the half, 12 for the game, 4-for-5 at the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound Derry. Streaks down two. 10 seconds to go. And Gelsberg calls its final timeout with 8.5 seconds to go to set up a potential game-winning shot or at least a shot to send it into overtime. Well, both teams have had their chances here in the fourth quarter. Streaks had some shots early on, midway through the fourth quarter. that they just missed. And Quincy with a chance certainly to put more pressure on the Streaks there, if not nearly put it away with two free throws. But Thomas missed the front end of the one and one. And now the Streaks will inbound it from half court with 8.5 seconds to go.
I said defensively it was going to come down to defensive stops. And so far, you know, Quincy has, since they've taken the lead, they've gotten the stops that they needed. Part of that is because the Streaks are kind of, you know, not getting real good flow offensively. But coming out of this timeout, if I'm Coach Thompson, I'm trying to get the ball in the hands of my best player, the guy that's leading my team in scoring. Was out of the game on Tuesday, Cohen Derry, and I'm going to live or die with whatever he has right here.
First place not on the line, other than Quincy trying to keep a game lead on Rock Island. But the Streaks don't want to fall three games back in the conference. 8.5 seconds to go. Inbound into the backcourt to Babers. Here we go. Game on the line. Babers works his way to the right side. Now top of the arc. Step back for the win. Off the mark. And that's it. Quincy hangs on. 55-53. Babers hit a big one at the end of the half. He got a look at it. Not the greatest look, but he got a look at it. And it was just off the mark. And Quincy hangs on. 55-53 in a terrific high school boys basketball game that just doesn't go Galesburg's way. Streaks fall to 15-4, 4-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Quincy stays unbeaten at 7-0 and 16-3 overall. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest
that an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, we'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God.
It almost fade.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
the Knoxville Bar and Grill on Main Street.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com. Come to get your offer today.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. The Galesburg Public Library's January Reading Challenge is back. New Year, New Books runs through the end of the month and is open to readers of all ages. Participants can earn raffle tickets to win prizes for every book read this month up to 10. Learn how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Winter weather advisory in effect through noon tomorrow for Knox, Fulton, Warren, McDonough, and Henderson counties. Snow tonight could see 2 to 4 inches possible, overnight low at 21. Cloudy early on tomorrow, then becoming mostly sunny with a high of 25, and tomorrow night a low down to 6. It's 28 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, a great, exciting, fun high school boys basketball game that doesn't go the Galesburg Silver Streaks way. They fall 55-53 to the first-place Quincy Blue Devils, who improved to 7-0 in the conference. Streaks dropped to 4-3, and all other losses are to the teams ahead of them, which is exactly what you would expect. Moline, Rock Island, and Quincy at the top, and Galesburg drops to 15-4 on the season. And boy, pick, Streaks were shooting really well until we got to that fourth quarter, and I'm not saying that's the difference in the game, but Galesburg had some open looks, had some decent looks, took some shots. Maybe they weren't the best advised, but still had some opportunities there in the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, all of a sudden, the shooting touch left them when they needed it the most.
Yeah, we started to rely on the three-pointer a little bit too much. And with that zone and as wide open in the middle as it was, you know, an opportunity there to get some easy buckets or at least get to the line. We only got to the line three times in the second half for a team that has improved shooting from the free throw line, you know, just kind of a bitter taste left in your mouth. You know, felt like one probably slipped away. But, you know, credit to the Streaks. I mean, they did play hard. That's the number one team in the conference, and they showed that they can play with them. And hopefully, you know, if there's any sort of silver lining, it's at least, you know, if they're on top and we played them down to the wire, then going forward, I mean, we should be confident we can play with anybody.
And they do that tonight, despite holding Jeremiah Talton to 10, Bradley Longcor to 8. I hope the Silver Streaks didn't miss a really golden opportunity. You hold those two guys to a combined 18 points. That's a big reason why you're even in this game to begin with and have a chance to win it. But Baber's three-pointer at the top of the arc, off the mark, and Quincy ends up winning at 55. 53. Got your numbers added up? Can we look at stats? All right, I'm adding up individual numbers.
All right, I've got Galesburg with 11 turnovers in the game. We won the rebounding battle with 23 to Quincy's 19. Streak shot 18 of 42 from the field. Again, that fourth quarter kind of got away with us with more threes, but 42% from the game, 50% from two, 36% from three. 9 of 13 from the line for 69%. Quincy had 9 turnovers in the game, 19 rebounds, shot 51% from the field, 55% from 2, and 41% from 3. And Quincy was also 9 of 13 from the line for 69%. So, you know, really a really even game that, like I said, in those tight ball games, it's going to come down to defensive stops, and Quincy just got more defensive stops than we did.
Individual scoring, three players in double figures for Quincy, led by Taryn Cartmill with 13. Keyshawn Thomas, the freshman, off the bench with 12, and Jeremiah Talton finished with 10. Bradley Longcor, 8. Ralph Wyers, 7. Dominique Clay, another freshman, at 3. Sam Mulheron, 2. Reed O'Brien did not score for Quincy. For the Silver Streaks, Cohen Derry, the only player in double figures with 18. Dre Egipciaco, Easton Steck, each finished with 9. Alex Egipciaco, Jeremiah Babers with 6. Ian Dominique, 3. Carl Dortch, 2. And Nolan Carl saw some action on the floor, did not score for the Silver Streaks, who fall to 15-4. 4-3 in conference play, 55-53 the final. Quincy wins it. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
He's down there coming up.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
55-53 the final. Quincy defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coach Chad Thompson making his way up here. We'll talk to him in a moment. We can give our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, I suppose, at this point. And probably not that big of a surprise tonight, I would think.
No, I mean, coming off a Tuesday where he wasn't able to play and then getting back with the team last night for practice and then coming out really kind of putting the team on his shoulders. Again, the only guy that scored in double figures for us, but you know, in that end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, when we really needed some buckets and, you know, the one two-handed dunk was just, the icing on the cake. I thought that was going to give us a real spark to kind of stretch it. But Cohen Derry, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, welcome back.
Finished with 18, six rebounds, 11 of those 18 in the second half. Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Tough loss, obviously. Great effort. Fun game to watch. Really exciting game. Let's talk about the final play. Was that the shot we were trying to get? We were trying to find Cohen.
It was kind of like the read option in football. JB makes the read, and we trust our senior, just like we wrote up in the paper about him. You know, we trust his judgment, and they really guarded it well. And JB got a clean enough look that we trusted. You know, for a game winning shot, so with no timeouts, that might be what you have to live with. But the idea was to use Ian as a decoy. They really locked down on him all game. You saw how their zone tilted to him the entire game. Ian's the decoy. Hope we can get a slip action to Cohen for JB to read it for a wraparound tie. If it's not there, JB pull it back and hit that same three. Hit a couple times at Rocky, that kind of like rocker step three, which he doesn't shoot it much, but in practice he shoots it amazing. It's a shot he knows. We trust that shot. And you know what? Like I told our guys in the locker room, and my brother, Coach Eric Thompson, said it best. That game for 31 minutes and 59 seconds was really, really, really fun. And it's a game you're going to look back on your life and be like, man, I played a great basketball game. But at the same time, again, now back to what he said was, when you're his age, which is 23 now, you don't look back on this loss and regret playing this game. But when you lose in a regional because you didn't play hard or because you took a play off, you'll remember that for the rest of your life because you're representing your town. And our boys represented our town really well tonight. We fell short. We'll take these guys any day of the week, and we'll take Jeremiah shooting a game-winning shot every day of the week. So we came up short to a great team.
When you've got the leading team in the conference coming in, you know, obviously there's always – and the leading scorer in Jeremiah Talton, you know, you're trying to figure out how you can stop – I mean, defensively, you did the job. I mean, you held them to just over 50 points. Talk about kind of what you were aiming for and defensively, and obviously mission accomplished, even though we came out on the short end of the stick.
Yeah, what did Talton finish up with?
10.
So Talton's 10. What about Longcore?
Longcore at 8.
Okay, so that's their two best scorers.
Yep.
And let's be real, Longcore is going to haunt my dreams for like four more years.
Yes.
Because that dude can flat out ball. And they have another sophomore that's injured. Hope he gets well soon too, because he can play too. But no, our theory was you had to make somebody else beat us. All right, you had to make someone else beat us. We're gonna do all we can on Talton. We're gonna do all we can on Longcore. If O'Brien gets loose for some set shot threes, we're gonna have to rotate back out and cover him. If Cartwheel gets loose, which he got loose, you got to give credit to a senior stepping up outside of his role when his team needs him. He was not identified as a big-time shooter on our scouting report, but he's still a high school basketball player, and he made the shots his team needed. So I have nothing but respect for him as a senior to really step up and take the lead, because we execute our game plan just like we talked about in the pregame with Mr. Benowitz here. We were going to make somebody else beat us, and we spent the last 2 days focusing on how are we going to do that. We didn't sulk on the Rocky game. We were like, how are we going to do this and take away those two? Because Loncour and Talton are two of the top five leading scorers in the conference at 17 a game and 20, it seems like 80 a game with Talton. He never stopped scoring. So it's just, it was a great team effort. And one layup didn't fall to tie it. We ended up getting the ball back, execute the best of our ability. I really liked the shot we got by Jeremiah, at least getting a clean look. We missed, and you know, I'll take my chances with all those guys, but especially Babers and Derry every day.
Let's talk about shot selection in the fourth quarter. I remember Coach Mike Reynolds used to say, you know, if we make some shots, we're not talking about shot selection because, you know, when they go down. But we had some chances there.
Oh, yeah.
And especially, you know, early fourth quarter, early to midway through fourth quarter, I didn't feel like necessarily our shots were out of rhythm. Did you feel like our kids were pressing it all in the fourth quarter?
I really didn't.
Okay.
Easton shot two threes on one possession, and every single one, he had so much time, I wish he kind of would have had less. They were great looks.
Yeah, they were.
They were great looks. Easton is a 100% rhythm 1-2 shooter. Each shot, and I know one right in front of me, because I thought that thing was in before it left his fingertips. But both of those shots, Easton's footwork has gotten better every game. Those threes, we're trusting that. Alex going to the rim, we're trusting it. He didn't get a couple calls tonight going aggressively. That's part of the game. It happens. His dump downs were Cohen were good. Cohen with that monster dunk, you know. our shot selection was good. And I'll quote, you know, my mentor and best friend, you know, sometimes if the shots just go in, we don't worry about it. So I'll trust the shots our guys took because they did exactly what we asked. I was a little more concerned with how we handled their pressure in the midcourt area, but our shots were good.
Yeah, what is it about Quincy's 1-2-2 that gives you so many fit? Because it's not like they're really running out and putting a ton of pressure on you, but they kind of lull you into this false sense of security where these softer passes up over the top. We had 11 turnovers. We didn't, like, you know, turn the ball over a ton, but what is it about that zone that just creates so many problems? Because, you know, we talked during the week, and it's like that middle of that zone is wide open, but for whatever reason, you know, when it came down the wire, we just couldn't find a guy in there.
Yeah, I think one, they get so wide, and they do a great job. You always hear zones from, like, unfortunately you hear zones in third grade say it, because I hate zone in elementary school, but anyways, you hear zones always say hands up. You always say it, shrink the passing lane, look bigger than you are. And they do that as a varsity team. And a lot of kids, you know, kind of think, okay, coach, whatever. Yeah, get your arms up. But these kids buy into what they're selling. It's very clear with how well they run that zone, how well trained they are. They get really wide. The area looks open, but then right when you're about to throw that pass, you see that arm. And then what do you naturally do? Take a little air off it to get it over that arm. And they have trained their back line and midline so well on how to read those. It's very obvious that even these freshmen and sophomores they have playing varsity at a very young level are very bright basketball players because they do a great job of reading that and shooting the gap upwards. And the other thing they really do a good job of is they gamble with the correct hand, and when they go, they don't miss much. There always is at least a tap. And when you get deflection after deflection, it just starts to wear down and wear down. Cohen crossed the midline one time too early and got trapped. And that's a direct result of that false sense of security. He's like, there's that lane. I can drive it. I can kick it. And then, boom, there are those arms. And it's just, and then they're in there and the ball's loose. JB and Cohen on the 2-on-1. JB, you saw him kind of get ready to throw the lob. All of a sudden, there's the arms. And you take a little off it and throw it, and it's a half step behind him. So that's an error on JB's part. He's going to grow from it. It's an error on Cohen's part. Again, those are our two big names. We'll ride them out, and they'll learn. And what's great about it is, just like I said about Rocky, we get to play Rocky full strength later this month, and then we end the season at Quincy, and we'll be full strength then too if all things go our way. So, you know, we'll learn, we'll move on, but I don't do moral victories. I'll just say I like where our team's at in terms of competing and execution. Now, like we told them in the locker room, two can't become three. We go back to it. We get back to it tomorrow morning, pick up a win, and then we roll the ball out against Orr, and we see what happens.
And that's what I was going to ask. Coming up, whatever the outcome is here today, the Martin Luther King is now just a shootout with one-day event. So what's kind of the approach? What do you want to get out of having two games in one day on a Saturday?
I'd love to shock the state tomorrow night.
Yes.
I mean, that obviously. But
Orr's number two in 2A this week.
Exactly. They went down because they suffered a couple losses. Yeah. One to maybe the best 1A school ever put together in Yorkville Christian. But no, I really think, you know, we got to go straight back to one. We got to get our boys hydrated and healthy. They're all healthy. Nobody's hurt. But just rehydrate. We don't need the cramping. We don't need dehydration. Rehydrate them tonight and tomorrow morning. And then what we'll do is, we got to come out with Gary Comer with that same energy we played here tonight. Hard to do in a morning game, but I trust our experience and our age to come out and play the right way. And I know JB, Cohen, Alex, and Dre, Easton, Carl, Dorchie, and those guys are going to be hungry to pick up a win and get back in the win column. So pick up. We want to come out hard tomorrow. Pick up a win tomorrow morning if we play the right way, and then you know, one game at a time. But it sure would be fun to shock a lot of people tomorrow night as well.
Absolutely, Coach. We'll see you then. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Streaks fall here at Quincy, here at home to Quincy, 55-53. Final thoughts from Thiel Jim when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We're going to keep this short. The Illini are in action at home against Michigan, so we'll close it out from here at John Thiel Gym, 55-53. Reminder, tomorrow, as we just mentioned, Galesburg has two games. Gary Comer prepped the first in the Martin Luther King Shootout. Pregame at 11:10 tomorrow morning, 11:30 scheduled tip. And then Chicago Orr, a powerhouse in the Chicago area, even in Class 2A. Don't be fooled by that. That's going to be a great nightcap tomorrow night with a 7 o'clock scheduled tip. So we'll see you tomorrow for the doubleheader from here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Again, the final, Quincy wins both the sophomore and the varsity games. Illinois at home against Michigan. We'll get you to that game next. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.